This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Los Angeles, for Errol Spence Jr. versus Sean Porter. This is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The NFL is looking at a 17-game season with one fewer preseason game. They basically said that owners have dropped their proposal for an 18-game season and are focused on expanding the regular season to 17 and then dropping one of the four preseason games.
I mean, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
I'd rather they expand to 17 games and drop two preseason games.
I could live with 17, depending on how they do it. It'd be really cool if you had, like, that 17th game was a every year rivalry game with somebody in the other conference.
Yeah.
Like, if you had
a natural rival.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be interested in that.
From a yardage standpoint, the Packers were dominant and couldn't score when they got down inside the five, which makes no sense to me when you have Aaron Rodgers. You get four straight passes and you can't score a touchdown.
The Packers dominated the box scores, but they didn't dominate the scoreboard, and that's what matters.
No, and they had issues, like I said, in the red zone, and that was a big difference in the game.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at the producer Nick, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And no Twitch today because we're broadcasting live from Los Angeles for the Spence Porter fight. So definitely one worth checking out on pay-per-view tomorrow night. And so far, been a fun show.
Yeah.
And if you missed any of it, all on podcastarena.com, including not just the sports stuff, but we also we had Scooter talk. And very recently, Batman talk. And guess what? Batman, a big hit.
That's right.
There's Cody and Jake now having to relocate. So they've joined us. So because in case you're, there's not enough voices in your ears right now, there's about to be two more. So,
oh, you guys are done?
You're okay. Done.
What are you getting into, Cody? Come over here and put on your headset.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good. This would be a chance for us to talk to Jake. We may have to do that after RJ.
Yeah. Can you hang around for a little bit?
Why are you dressed up all fancy?
Well, they told me I needed to look nice for Radio Row.
Who told you that?
Everybody.
Who's everybody?
The boss. Jake.
Why didn't Jake look nice?
He says this is dressed up for him.
Jake, you look like a, you look like a frat boy, except you don't look like you're getting laid. Like that. It's like... You look like a frat boy who ran out of your roofies. Like, that's
Oh, no.
All right. Well, what are you guys getting into tonight?
I think I'm going to go to the pier.
The pier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you going to do out there?
I'm going to get a workout in on Muscle Beach.
Okay. That'll be good.
Yeah. I look just like all those other guys.
Yeah.
So.
I think that'll actually be – are you going to video this, Jake?
I should go down in a tank top and just, you know, get swole with the rest of the crew.
Just walk around, do the flex with the ladies. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Go play some hoops on that white man can't jump court.
There you go.
Have a whole touristy experience.
All right, man. Well, we'll see you guys at the fights tomorrow. It's good to have you guys out here.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
All right. Aaron, we close with RJ. What's going on here?
They are still having a conversation.
Oh, okay. Well, they're not worried about
that. That's too bad because
we may need to start moving RJ to 6:15.
Yeah, because I would kind of like to have a meet Jake segment here. Because I think that'd be a lot of fun. So hopefully we'll get him to stick around.
Did you know that there should be
a segment a day where AJ does Batman's voice. you know what? The Batman's a huge hit, and it sounds fantastic. I bet you can't sustain it for very long, though. I don't think you could do it for a whole segment.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's a good idea. So, yeah, well, Jake, you can stick around here and talk to Nick until – we got a spot for you. I think the people need to get to meet Jake. 713-780-3776. And, of course, you will meet. We already met RJ and friends, and they'll be along at some point. And how did we do on all our picks last week? I know I hit mine and you hit yours.
We hit ours. RJ hit his. Fezzik did not.
Ooh.
And Do you have the games in front of you, Aaron?
Yes, I do.
So we all everybody except Fezzik hit, or did Brad,
and Brad
miss also?
Brad had Tulsa -3.5.
Oh, the hook got him by the hook. What was Fezzik's game?
Fez had Atlanta +1.5.
Okay. Okay, I was on the other side of that one.
So. Yeah.
do you have a Nick? Can you get us a pen? We've got to write down our games now.
Yeah.
Here's a tip, though. Mine is Kansas City.
Mine is Cleveland.
Okay.
So yeah,
don't say it loud.
Yeah, we don't want anybody to know.
Yeah, we don't want anybody to find out.
Exactly.
One's good. Thanks.
Oh man. Well. See, I would just put him on now, but then RJ and those guys would show up the second we did it.
Yeah, that's what, you know.
Yeah. So, all right, well. So they're doing – I just had a friend text me about you need any recommendations while you're out there. It's like I'm pretty much full now. I mean, tonight I'm open, but I don't know how much I'm going to do tonight.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it always starts out that way, and then we wind up going somewhere and drink until 2.
Yeah, I found a decent-looking burger place. The burgers and sandwiches and stuff, so not too far. It's a good scooter ride, and then we'll scoot back over here and probably drink some beer and probably somewhere where we can watch football. That's what I want to do, get to a place with a TV and some beer.
Yeah.
The TV in my room doesn't work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mine's fine.
Like, I turn it on and I can move the channels, but nothing ever comes on the screen.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to go watch publicly. But I don't mind in a place where I don't know anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little easier.
Yeah. Well, let me know where you guys wind up. I'm probably going
to. You'll just scooter over and meet us.
No, I'm not going to scooter. I will walk. Okay. So probably give me 5 minutes head start so that I can get there at the same time. RJ said 2 minutes about a minute ago. So okay. He'll be with us shortly. So we'll just keep going until he comes on.
Yeah. Aaron, let's actually, I'll reach out to RJ, and we'll see if we can maybe move the segment to 6:15 going forward. That way,
that way they have a little time.
Yeah,
yeah. So, I'm quite sure that he'd be willing to do that.
Yeah.
But all right, 713-780-3776. If you wish to text the show, and if you got any questions for RJ and the gang, who are now ready. So let's go to the legend that is at RJ in Vegas, RJ Bell, pregame.com. RJ, what's going on? Who all you got with you today?
Guys. Yeah, sorry about that. Is Brad, as you guys know, such a depth of knowledge. We went through and spent almost the whole show on the NFL. I said, let's just record a quick little 10-minute podcast. So that's a good way to tease it. Anyone who's interested, I'll have it out early tomorrow, like 5 a.m. You know, I'll be sending it overnight here Pacific time. And it's a quick 12 minutes. I think it really interesting topics.
Yeah, absolutely.
So sorry we were a little late for the hit.
That's all right, guys.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome. I have to check that out.
Well, remember, let's get into some of these games this week. I think.
Oh,
that
I'm
this
sorry,
is...
AJ. I was just going to say how you and Brad during college basketball season, once football's over, you do your 2-time-a-week pod. And to me, I got to be candid. Brad is amongst the top 10 guys, depth of knowledge in college sports. You're among the top 10 that I know. It's hard to imagine a deeper dive than you guys do. So I'm looking forward to that come January.
I have a good time doing that podcast. And it's fun because sometimes when you're forced to audibilize what you're thinking, sometimes you can talk yourself into or out of games that you shouldn't be playing. You know, it is helpful to really be forced to explain your handicap, because when it's easy to just fall into a lazy trap of, oh, this is what I like, this is what the numbers say. But sometimes if you don't go through everything that you need to do to break it down, you can find yourself getting into bad habits.
Now listen, AJ, I love you, but you talking about Fezzik right now, right in front of him, really upsets me.
RJ, first let's go over our best bets from last week. You and I, again, are correct. We are now 3-0, so we're perfect, of course. Fred hits once again. He is 2-1 with his duct tape shoes. He hit again. Fezzik. He picked Atlanta and he falls to 1-2. And Brad, you shouldn't have given that number on Friday, that Tulsa number. You gave the hook and you lost by the hook. You should have stuck with your old, you know, that three. It's a key number, Brad.
So what you're saying, AJ, is you're saying RJ, Brad, just too honest. That talk about a reversal. The old Saturday morning tout shows. Now it's like we are too honest. You know something? Guilty.
Well, do you guys want to get into this week's picks, or do you want to go through some of the other games first?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I think we should have Fez answer for his performance. Fez?
Does Fez care to do that? I don't want to put him on the spot.
Oh, no, that's what we do. That's called drama. Drama.
Fez, what were you thinking with Atlanta? Why were you fading the Colts last week?
Because Atlanta is an analytics type of darling.
Does it sound like he's on Thorazine right now?
little drama mean.
Yeah, I mean, really. Like, perk up, buddy. Go ahead.
All right. So I was on Atlanta. They were -3 in turnover differential, and I was saying that's largely unpredictive, and it's going to turn. Atlanta was +1 in yards per play, and so it had the underlying better statistics and thus the better team. And guess what? Now they're -4 in turnover differential after they lost the turnovers yet once again. And RJ has alerted me to the fact that I played a team that was biting into an 0-11 against the spread trend, namely Atlanta against AFC teams, where Atlanta has not just struggled, but they have not been able to cover their last now 12 games.
Fast has his own theme music. I don't know if you guys know.
Yeah, I like that.
Now, what I'll tell you is, we should almost be doing a documentary on an old, maybe ending of his career, or maybe, perhaps, if he's lucky, a right turn into a whole new viability, a whole new vitality. Because Fez has 82% of it figured out in today's market. But the reality is his heyday. We all love when we were the best. Now, most of us were the best in high school, right? But guys like Fez with the pocket protector, the chess club, that wasn't your best days, was it, Fez? The high school.
You know, and I was...
It wasn't.
I was happy, but that's just because I had...
Ignorance.
No, I was ignorant. Yeah.
You were deluded. Delusional. Now, here's the thing. You were happiest when you were... back-to-back Super Contests, right?
Yeah, that was a good time.
Those were good times. You weren't even married yet, were you?
I was not.
Oh, think about that, guys. Fez with that pompadour, walking around Vegas, everyone's recognizing him. 2 Super Contests.
I heard he used to hold both checks walking down the strip.
I mean, like some people were like with the flex muscles.
Yeah.
But, okay. And he handicaps, like, and that was what, 2009 and 10?
8 and 9. Even further behind.
That's how he's still handicapping. You know, like Fred, I bet you like the music from the 50s, right, when you were in high school?
No, I was an 80s hair band guy, okay?
Okay. You know, AJ was a professional comedian. When you get a laugh like that out of that guy, that's pretty funny.
Now, I will say, Fezzik probably did the right thing by not getting married till after he won the Super Contest, because I imagine his quality of prospects went up significantly after he had those 2 checks in his pocket.
What I would say is this: beautiful wife, has a beautiful son, very intelligent too. It's like he took the best of the mom and the dad. Thank God for Johnny. But I think Fez would have done all right. The thing is, especially in this kind of emo, you know, millennial sensitive world, a guy like that that's so like. Fez has more – Brad, you can speak to this. So you showed up in Vegas. You knew about Fez, but you didn't know him. And then once you got to know him, you're like, man, this guy's not sympathetic at all.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you can explain your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why they call him the dirtiest player in the game.
Yeah, very self-involved.
I mean, you look at him, you think, man, that looks like a pretty, like – what do you call him?
Howdy-doody.
Howdy-doody type of guy. Oh, I'd like to know that guy. And then you get to know him, you're like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's figuring a way to somehow
I got to get eyes on yeah.
Somehow hold your money
yeah, exactly.
Or, you know, hey, give me your money. I'll tell you what the line is. I mean, every minute it's trust in him and him having the first count, as they say, right? So – it almost was impossible that he would be somehow sympathetic. But I'm so mean to him that probably 70% of the people, they'll say, love the pod, love the show, but be nicer to Fez. So I've made him hundreds of thousands of dollars because he's sympathetic. Would you agree, Fez?
Yes.
And he would have figured out, that's enough. He would have See? No, I'm joking. He would have figured out that if he acted the victim, that some of this next generation would have been like, oh, they would have felt sorry for him, and they would have wanted to rub the pompadour. I think he would have done fine, even without the Super Contest.
Well, let's... Are you done with him for today, RJ? Or
yeah. You know, I guess the last thing I'll say is about it. He has insights that no one else has. I don't have. Nobody else has. What he's allowed to happen, though, he's got about 15% of his handicap is out of date. It's square. It's Fred-esque. And lately, Fred's sharp. But what I'll say is this. You take that 15% out, Fez is as good as they get. Luckily, in our Super Contest last week, 5-0, guys. 5-0. Fez fought so hard to get one of his losers in. I wouldn't let it happen, would I, Fez?
Yeah, and it was Atlanta.
Exactly. Oh. I said, no thank you, sir. You can keep that for yourself. And, guys, we are now 11-4 in the Super Contest Gold. And this is the amazing part. 20 weeks, last season, this season, 16 winning weeks out of 20.
That's strong.
Yeah, that's very
that's hard
good.
To do. Yeah, where are you guys sitting?
To
in
be
the
honest, it's been a lot of luck, but I mean, I feel like I got a handle on, and that's always scary when you say that because you know. But sometimes I try to tempt fate. I do remember one of our losing weeks. We hadn't had a losing week like to week 10, and there was one game left, and I was in LA for something. I tweeted out, "No way we lose this game." You know, everyone's like, "RJ, you just jinxed yourself." I said, "I know." Reverse, and we lost.
RJ, I don't know if you know this, but one of your pros at pregame.com is hitting 70% on the NFL this week.
Is he squarish?
Well, if I'm square, but
I thought you were I thought you were touting up Fred. Okay.
I haven't checked Fred's.
I know
stats,
he's had a good year too.
Yeah, I'm off to a pretty good start. I don't know exactly what my NFL breakdown is, but I've had one losing week, and the rest's been pretty solid. Feel pretty good about this week. I'm already off to a good start from last night. So,
you actually had Philly, huh?
No, I was. I had the college game. I had the over on Memphis. So I had Philly. You
know, well, let me ask you, AJ, because I don't understand how anyone bet Philly, and then you watch the game minus two in turnovers.
Yep.
For Green Bay. In hindsight, do you think you had the right side?
Probably not, but I thought that that Philly would, and by the way, I thought the game was going to be much more low scoring than it was. I didn't expect that game to be the kind of game it was. And if had I known what the total points scored would have been, I would not have been on Philly. So the game didn't go the way I expected. I thought it would be a lower scoring game, which would give Philly a better chance to keep it close. But I thought them getting their guys back and healthy on the offensive side, Jeffrey and Peters, and I thought that would make a big difference for them, and Goddard even, who did end up catching a touchdown. But I knew they were going to give up some points defensively because they're bad defensively. But Aaron Rodgers, he hadn't proven to be the kind of quarterback that's going to punish bad secondaries yet. And that dude he's not as mistake free as he's been in the past. I don't know that he's falling off, but he's making a lot.
Oh,
more.
No. He's fallen off past tense.
Okay.
I mean, guys, let's just look at the numbers. And the thing about numbers is that if it's a small sample or even a medium sample, you can say, huh, okay. But when you have thousands and thousands of plays and it's a play stat per play, it's hard to think it's anything but true. So let's look, and this would be quick, but I think Aaron Rodgers is obviously a big name. Yards per attempt. Now, Fez considers this an advanced metric, right? Fez, is that correct?
Yes.
Little inside joke is I always tell him, you know, because let's be honest, a lot of people fib on the radio. I go, we don't fib because, yeah, we want to be honest, but it's additionally, if you're starting to think, what should I say? you don't really say anything creative, right? You're trying to think, how do I fool people? And to me, I'd rather, I'm not some hyper ethical person, though I think I'm pretty ethical, but rather I want everyone to just tell the truth, because then it's free and fun versus, well, what age did I tell her? You know, Brad, when you lie to girls about your age, it gets stressful later,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it does. Because you got to remember the lie.
Exactly, exactly. It's simpler to just tell the truth. That's what I found. Unless it's absolutely necessary to lie, and then, you know, you lie. Here's the stat. Aaron Rodgers, during the 6 years from 2009 to 2014, his differential yards per attempt over the NFL average that year, these are all plus numbers, 1.2, so plus 1.2 over the differential. So just to explain it one time, NFL average that year was 7.0. He was 8.2, so differential 1.2. 1.3, 2.0, 0.8, 1.6, 1.2. In NFL history, no one has come close to a run like that yards per attempt. Fez, explain why, though maybe not an advanced metric, why you love that metric.
Well, it goes ahead and just measures every time you snap the ball and you throw the ball down the field, how many yards do you pick up? So if you're picking up 9 yards like Aaron Rodgers was in his peak, think about how much better you are than an average team that's only getting 7.5. Every time each team throws the ball once, you gain 1.5 yards on the field.
So let's use an example. Net yards per play is something we talk about all the time, right? Well, one of the four components, well, I guess it's one of the key elements of one of the four components, which is yards gained on offense. It's going to be rushing, obviously, per play, blended with passing per play. If you're 1.3 right now, plus net, and that's what Minnesota is, that's fourth in the NFL. Right, Fez?
Yes.
Imagine Aaron Rodgers had years where his plus number, just at his one part of one-fourth of it, was over 1.3 yards. So if all you were was average in every other way, you'd be like a top five team just with those stats.
Yep.
It's almost incomprehensible. Though, obviously, the weight of the run and the pass would be an issue, but you'd be pretty close at that point. Now, last 5 years, and this is shocking, the year after, he was 0.6 to the negative. Then he was plus 0.1, minus 0.1 the next year. So 2 years at a wash, minus 0.1 last year, and now this season before last night, minus 0.5. So any way you slice it, he went from the greatest yards per attempt all time for 6 years to now 4+ this year, the fifth year, below the NFL average. Those are thousands of plays. He has slipped.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt. And luckily for Green Bay, their defense is getting better at the right time, because I think if Green Bay is going to be any good, it's going to be because they've got a good defense.
But do they?
I don't know. I thought so until last night.
Yeah. And to me, this is a good trick, I think. And I've just started thinking about this year, Fez. I don't think we've even talked about it. It's easy to look at Dallas has an easy, you know, three games in, easy opponents. New England, easy opponents. Buffalo, easy opponents. In fact, the opponents of the Bills and the Patriots, this is amazing, are 1-17 combined.
Wow. One win by the Giants.
Exactly. Yeah. 35-yard field goal away from the big donut. So does that mean the Pats aren't any good? No, it means you got to adjust for a level of competition, right? Now, Fez, do you have a way to do that in a quantifiable way, or do you just eyeball it?
No, yeah, you can quantify, and here's how you do it. You say, I'm averaging 5.8 yards per play against opponents that give up. Now, the NFL average is 5.6, so that's how you normalize it.
Okay, so you would say if the opponents gave up 0.3 of a yard extra, you would say, well, you, if your average should be 0.3 of a yard extra, and if you're 0.5 of a yard extra, that means that 2 of it is you and 3 of it is your opponents.
Correct, but the complication is, remember, 1/3 of all your opponent's stats are playing you right now, so it works better once there's enough more data out there.
Yeah, but that's what makes this the interesting time. Once it's nothing but an algorithm, guys like us don't have any edge, or we're probably behind, because though we're very good at math relative to an average sports fan, I'm not a PhD. You're not a PhD in math. And there's a lot of PhDs out there making $19,000 a year at Sam Houston State or the like. So nothing against Sam Houston State. I'm just saying a small school. So to me, I think that what's the next level, guys, and let's look at the way I was looking at Green Bay, because I had the over last night, and I had Green Bay, so I went 1-1, is the idea that are your opponents more predisposed to offense or defense? So if you look at Green Bay, Chicago, obviously a defensive team. Minnesota, more of a defensive team. And then Denver, a defensive team. So it kind of makes sense that Green Bay's offense would look worse than it really is, and the D would look better. The question is how much worse, how much better. But I was skeptical, because small sample in general, I'm skeptical, especially if one of the games is the first game, because it has to be, right? And now with people not playing as much in the preseason, I think the randomness of week one is higher than it's ever been. How can Tennessee do what they did to Cleveland and then they look so bad the next 2 weeks? Like, there's more variance than I've ever seen early in an NFL season.
All right, well, we got a couple minutes to get through our picks here, RJ. You want to let Fezzik go first since he's in the hole?
Yeah, so you're pitying him. Yes, okay.
I feel like it's only right. Fred and I both have written our picks down on a piece of paper here. So there's with no tomfoolery.
Fezzik, go.
Miami Dolphins, plus 15. You know, I've been...
Is 15 the right number?
15 is the current market, yes.
All right.
I've been going against the Chargers the last couple of weeks, and I will continue to do so, where I just don't believe the marketplace is adjusting enough for the injuries that the Chargers have, specifically the cluster injuries they have in their secondary. However, I do think the market has overadjusted for how horrifically bad Miami is. Think about this. Miami's my worst rated team in the NFL, not just this year, but since I've been keeping power ratings. But despite me having such a ridiculously low rating of Miami, 15 points worse than an average team, my power ratings still say there's value on Miami in this game, and I like what I saw from Miami last week against Dallas. Miami didn't play well, but they played hard, and I could make the case they certainly should have stayed within the number against Dallas, a much better team than the Chargers.
And I agree with this pick, but I think, and Fez, you can tell me if you agree with this, you were really skeptical of the effort level of Miami early. You thought they were in tank mode, and you think in the Baltimore game in the second half, you saw it.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys wide open, running into the end zone, and just no effort on the defense.
So I'm skeptical that teams don't try hard for any extended period of time, but I can believe a game, it happens. I think Miami's playing really hard right now. They did against Dallas, but now there's so much talk about them being historically bad. I think they just have professional pride. And because of that, I think the season stats account for some games that were played under an assumption that just isn't true at this point, which is questionable motivation. So I think intrinsically they're going to be better than their stats because I think they're playing hard now. Would you agree?
I do, and I also loved one play specifically last week. They tried an onside kick in the first half, and I think that's sending a signal to the entire team, look, we're trying to win.
Well, I don't know if it's a signal to the team. I think it's a signal we can gather from the outside. Hopefully they don't need that to know inside, but I think it's showing us you don't try an onside kick unless you're desperate to win.
Yes.
That's it. Miami.
Fred, you want to go next?
Sure. I'm on the team that I bet against last week, the Cleveland Browns, and I know I'm on the wrong side of where that number's gone because it opened 3.5. It's now 7, and I like the Browns at a touchdown here. I don't think – I wasn't buying into the preseason hype about this team, but they're certainly better than they've looked so far. And I think this is an important game for them because they seem like an emotional group, and especially the quarterback. And if they're to lose another one and start spiraling like they have in the past, then I think they could just totally fall off the map. But I don't think it's going to happen here. I think they might win the game outright.
So, Fred, my thought is I don't like Cleveland, but if I had to bet Cleveland, I would be much more inclined on the money line. Now, I know for the contest we wouldn't do that. But here's my rationale. If they get down 17 in the NFL, if you're plus 7, you're not dead. I mean, obviously, what would you guess, Fez? Plus 7, down 17, let's say middle of the third.
Yeah, so the live wagering number, you'd be a 3-point favorite, so you'd be forecast to lose by 14. So it's like a teaser, and you win about 22% of the time.
22%. There you go. That's the Fezzik I love right there. 22%. Now, I think Cleveland is worse than that down 17. Because you said it, Fred. They're emotional. I think they're going to start blaming each other. They're going to start questioning the coach. So to me, I feel like if it's a tight game, they have a chance to win. I think if they're blown out, they don't. The back door's not as open. What do you think of that?
I like it. I think you're right. If they get way down, then I could tear up the ticket in the first half because I don't think they'll come back. But I'm expecting a better effort out of them this week, and I do like the idea of playing a money line.
Oh, RJ, cool. Should I?
So, oh, go ahead, AJ. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, do you want to go next or do you want me to go next?
No, I'll back clean. Now, Brad's in this contest, right?
If he wants to be. I know you said you don't want him picking NFL games for us, so if he's got a college one,
no,
I'm
he
down
can
for
pick.
It.
How's this sound? We're letting Brad have his choice.
Oh, wow. Thank
between
you.
College or NFL.
Okay.
So we'll let you wait.
Okay.
And you can think, or do you know who you want now?
I know who I want.
Go ahead.
This is my favorite handicap of the week. I'm taking Nevada -2.5 over Hawaii. It's a lifestyle handicap.
So Waikiki.
Whether you're on Waikiki or the rest of the island, today's high temperature in Honolulu, 86. Tomorrow, kickoff temperature for Nevada and Hawaii, 41 degrees and rain. And you might be ready for it come November in September, the first time you get hit with that kind of cool weather. I think it's a major negative for Hawaii. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Hawaii never performs well in Nevada. They've lost their last five trips, all by 10 points or more. Hawaii, bad road team to begin with. Last 7 years, you're blindly playing on Hawaii on the road. You're not doing well. 38% against the spread. Nevada, the Wolfpack, -2.5.
What do you think, Fess?
We got to get down on this one, don't we?
I like it, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad knows his stuff in college. He has all the college knowledge is what I like to say. So, AJ, I think as the best handicapper here, I should go last. So,
okay.
You can be penultimate.
I'll be the square this week, and I'll take Kansas City -6.5. I think this is basically a Patrick Mahomes play, which I guess most Kansas City plays are at this point. But Fred mentioned last week how good they've been early in the season under Andy Reid. And a big advantage to me is them playing on turf because I went back and looked at some old stats. There's not a lot of sample, but he did it a little bit in the Big 12. And when he's on turf, his stats are incrementally better. Darius Slay, Detroit's number one corner, questionable with a hamstring. So if he does play, he's not 100%. And Detroit's defense tries to keep everything in that 10 to 15 yard range. They invite you to take the big shot because they're defending up close a lot harder than most teams. And you can't really do that against Kansas City because Patrick Mahomes will take that deep shot. I just think Patrick Mahomes is too much for this defense. And I feel like under a touchdown or even at a touchdown, you're getting kind of a gift here with Kansas City.
So first off, let's check the line. Stafford went on the injury report today, so I'm surprised. Fez, are you able to check this line?
Yeah, I am. The line's currently only up at about a third of the books, and it's up to -7 because Stafford got reported as being questionable with a hip injury. That was a couple hours ago.
So, AJ, I know you'd love to bet fantasy lines, but we're actually betting
I'll take
lines
seven.
That are real. Taking 7. Okay.
He just said a third of the books.
He said a third of the books are – or two-thirds of the books don't even
have
a lineup. Oh,
okay, they don't have a lineup. Okay, I'll take 7, that's fine.
Perfect. Now, I think your stats are wrong, so I'll be interested. And I'm not certain, because I had someone do this research for me, but he's quite reliable. I thought the same thing. Now, what's been going around is the dome, right? The dome numbers in college were outstanding for Mahomes.
But that's what I was talking about.
Okay, but and you're right about that. What I thought was, man, I bet they're better on turf if they're away from home, meaning compared to other road games, not compared to home.
Right, right.
Road on grass, road on turf. He's actually better by a significant margin, road on grass.
Yeah, I meant to say indoors, so I misspoke.
Yeah. So go ahead.
And I think that might be partially strength of schedule. He's only played two games on turf on the road, and they're at New England and a December game at Seattle.
Now, that's a great pull there because I looked at the – that's a great pull because if I looked at the number of passes, and it looked like about two games. I was just looking at the stats. So maybe not – I guess whenever there's a surprise – oftentimes, there's a reason for it. All right, guys, what's the line on Tampa and the Rams that you want to use?
9.5.
Okay.
would have been my best bet line? At
10. Yeah, I agree. What's the line on Dallas Saints?
2.5.
Okay. I'm going to show Fred he's not the only one that can be square. Because I don't think it is square.
I'm
Dallas Cowboys minus 2.5.
Fred and I have both been discussing. We love the Cowboys, and I can't figure out why it hasn't gone to 3. Everybody I've talked to has said, I love the Cowboys, but the line won't
well,
move.
Well, here's an example, though, where the brilliant next-level people and the squares are on the same side. Because if you talk to the duct tape shoe Fezzik crowd, oh, wait, not always, sometimes we'll say, is who do you like in this game, Fez?
Looking at the Saints.
Yeah, you're not looking at the Saints.
I'm waiting for the 3.
No, you're not even going to play the 3. You're too smart to play it, but you were tempted to play it.
I'm tempted.
Push the green button.
And here's
button
why. It's the old – well, we already got a bet on it. This is the one we have our big bet on, right? Me and Maddie and you, if I recall?
I don't recall.
Yeah, this we do. So we baited him into this one. It was hilarious the way we did it. And remember, on the pod, we bet 300 a crack. And since two people can go against you, you make one mistake, $600 in a blink of an eye. Here's what I like in this game. I believe even if you discount Dallas for strength of schedule, which has been weak, if you look at what the next-gen stats talk about, is Dak Prescott has been throwing accurately in a way that puts him in the top of the NFL. That they are accounting for how open the receiver is. So let's say against a bad team, oh, he's going to be open. You can't trust the stats. But these next-gen stats are accounting for all that. So Dak has stepped up unequivocally beyond the stats that are more obvious, that are more contingent upon and relying upon strength of schedule. Okay, one. Two, I can't fathom that Dallas isn't max motivated. What you're afraid of with a road favorite, especially a small one, is they take it for granted. We're clearly better. We're even favored on the road. There's nothing worse than a road favorite that's a small one because the squares to the squares go, oh, I just got to win the game. -2.5, I just got to win the – they forget, you know, 1-2. Ah, that won't happen. Squares love it, all right? So to me, the fact that in this case – Dallas isn't going to let down. There's zero chance is a big edge. And you know what's analogous to this, guys, is when you have road favorites off a bye. They're shockingly good in the NFL. We've been talking about it for years. Why? Because they're not looking past if you've just had a week off, no matter what. This is, again, adjacent to that. Finally, this mostly is a bet against Bridgewater. If you look at last year, week 17, high motivation because they wanted to have Teddy have a real game to see where he's at. Horrible. This preseason, horrible. Filling in for the Rams game, horrible. Last week, they won on the road. It's yet horrible. His ball traveled 2.7 yards per pass in the air. I think I could hand it off 2.7 yards. I mean, it's crazy. This guy is not an NFL starter. He's not even a good backup right now. Last week's numbers, Fez, which, again, if that was something you wanted to make a point of, you'd be like, oh, Saints overrated. They won a game they should have never won. Correct?
Correct. Outgained by 250 yards.
Exactly. But you can't get – your eyes just start fluttering like a meth head with a pipe. They start smelling the smoke, and it's like, oh, a home dog.
Against a public team.
Oh, yes, exactly. No. That's the duct tape shoe. Smart side. Me and Freddie Fanny Pack are on the same side here. Hey, broken clock is right twice a day. Cowboys -2.5.
Yeah, you know what? I feel better about some of the stuff we talked about this week because it's I guess we've learned over the last few years because we've been saying some of the same things exactly. Guys, appreciate the time. Hope everybody wins a bunch of money this weekend and look forward to talking to you again next week.
But I'm hoping everyone loses their best bet but me here on our contest. Just
see, I'm rooting for everybody.
Hater.
So, yeah. Fine.
I want to win. I want to demoralize. I want next year you guys not even to want to do it.
All right. Well,
you'll never do it. You'll never do
thank
it.
Thank you, guys.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Texas Star Grill Shop. And if you don't know what grill you're looking for, that's not unusual. I mean, a lot of guys don't. I mean, you go in. this is what they're going to do. They're going to ask you, well, how often are you cooking on your grill? What are you cooking on your grill? How easy do you want it to be? They will point you in the right direction. They've got all the big brands, Traeger, Big Green Egg, Weber, Napoleon, Green Mountain, Pits and Spits, made right there in Houston. They do pizza ovens. They do outdoor kitchens. They do it all. And they treat you right as a customer. When you walk in the door, they're going to hand you a craft beer. They're going to talk you through the process. They're going to give you free delivery and assembly. You're going to get the best prices. Guys, there's only one place to shop for a grill. Stop by and see the best in grilling at Texas Star Grill Shop. Where are they? 2045 Southwest Freeway in Houston, 8905 Louetta in Spring. Guys, go in. You try this out. Talk to the guys. You know, maybe they'll say, oh, maybe it's not the best time for you to buy a grill. They're gonna find what you need. TexasStarGrillShop.com. Texas Star Grill Shop, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Hey, guys, you heard us talking about all those plays, and if you want to get in on the action and do some bets with us, you know where to go, mybookie.ag. Whether it's NFL, whether it's college football, whether it's you want to bet on the Astros to win the World Series, you can go to mybookie.ag. You can bet all of it. They have in-game. So if you're basically late getting home, it's like, oh, I forgot to get my bet down, you can still get in and make a play on mybookie. And when you win, you get paid. Nobody pays out faster, and you get your cash when you want it. You win it, you deserve it. And right now, they're going to double your first deposit. If you sign up today, just go to mybookie.ag. You get up to $1,000 in free money to wager on whatever you want. Just use promo code RADIO right now to get your exclusive double your money offer. That's mybookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Get in the game, man. There's all kinds of opportunities out there this weekend. If you're thinking about getting started, promo code RADIO at mybookie.ag. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Los Angeles, for Errol Spence Jr. versus Sean Porter. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Friday. Let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
With everything hanging in the balance.
Shall we begin?
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from tight ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Okay, so I guess we're just going here. Good game by the tight ends yesterday, which is appropriate because guess where we are? Tight ends.
You think Charlie's going to be able to handle a pint of beer?
Yeah.
4 pints of beer?
Yeah.
Have you seen... He's not really the...
Have you ever seen a leprechaun drink?
I don't think he's a leprechaun.
Oh, he's just a person?
Yeah.
Oh, you might be right. Sometimes putting a guy like that in the middle of a stacked lineup, the rising tide, or the tide raises all ships, whatever, you know what I'm talking about.
Like a murder trial? I'd like to be on a jury for.
Would you like to miss work for weeks?
Well, no.
You would have to.
Not weeks.
Yeah. You ever heard of the 2-day murder trial? No.
Ah, well, you know, if you get in there and the guy's clearly guilty.
Oh, like OJ? How long did that trial last?
The parents of the of the dwarf.
Do you think they were arguing over whether or not she was legit a Ukrainian dwarf?
No, I think she just got short with him. It's a small world after all. Okay, so
being a little with that joke.
Let's just play the music.
Today. You know, going forward, all short kids are just going to stay. They're going to stay at their parents' house until they're 40, and
yeah,
they're going to tell the cops, "I'm only 10."
So they claim they,
like, Charlie Polillo could be mad at his parents right now, and his parents would be in trouble.
Florence Griffith Joyner, 1998, dead at 38 years old.
Not a great run.
Nope, I'm going to go with a very poor run.
I beat her in that race.
You did. You did. You hurtled right over her.
Yeah, it's not a place I would want to live either, but I don't mind visiting. And by the way, yeah, that city's so ass, it's going to be in the 70s.
Yeah.
The whole time we're out there. Ass that.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah, if that's ass, I'm living in it. Yeah.
Stupid stuff we said this week.
Oh, fun week, as always. Well, guess what? We're pretty much done, guys.
That's it.
Yeah, and great job by Aaron back in studio all week. Nick's been fantastic out here as well. AJ did a great job. And, you know, I didn't bring us down too much.
Nah.
I mean, I brought the league average down a little bit because that's what I do.
And once you ride the scooter tonight, we're going to have a great story for Monday, so it'll all even out.
Oh, God, because I'll be dead. But, man, I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. And I know a lot of people like to hit me up for picks and stuff on Saturday, but I will be out of pocket. So if you tweet at me and I don't respond, sorry. I'm planning on being at the racetrack all day and seeing friends. So anyway, good luck on all your bets. Hope everybody has an awesome, awesome weekend, and we'll see you back on Monday.
All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about CBDMD.com. I love these guys, and I've been on the CBD train for a while. You guys know that. I believe in this stuff wholeheartedly. And one of the problems is there's a lot of people in the game now, and you never know what's the good stuff. Who do you trust? Well, CBDMD, they're on the trust side. Third-party lab-tested, ensuring a safe, clean product. They're naturally sourced from hemp grown in the U.S. using organic farming methods. And they've got a money-back guarantee, 30-day money-back guarantee. This is high-quality stuff, guys. Bubba Watson, Daniel Cormier, Steve Smith, Tyron Woodley. It's just some of the athletes using this stuff. Me and my dad, you know. Raheel, all the best athletes. Guys, if you work out, if you've just got any kind of pain, this is a great way to get off the painkillers or whatever. I love this stuff. Since I started using the CBD Freeze after workouts, I've been feeling great. See what they can do for you. 20% off your order at CBDMD.com when you use the promo code ESPN975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975.